Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. Together we dive into the world of sci-fi and science fiction. From episodes of Star Trek, Star Wars, to The Walking Dead, Resident Evil, all the hot new science fiction movies from the back doors of Marvel or DC. The Golden State Media Concepts Sci-Fi Podcast. You'll never look at science fiction the same way again.
Hello, everybody. This is Jay, back with another episode of the GSMC Sci-Fi Podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. So, we got a couple of really cool things I'm excited to bring to you this episode, so let's just jump right in. So, the first one is about a show that's actually on Amazon Prime, and it's a show that I don't really think I watched until, I want to say they did episodes on either Nickelodeon or like Cartoon Network, something like that. But it was a show that, you know, had Rocco and Bullwinkle in it. It had, you know, Fearless Leader, Boris, Natasha. There was also Mr. Peabody and Sherman going on time-traveling adventures through history. There was Aesop's Fables, which I remember really well. So it was just a really cool, really fun show that I think technically all ages could enjoy. I remember watching it, you know, and had a blast with it and thought it was really funny and really exciting and really cool. And it had an okay run and it's kind of got a, you know, a different, you know, like a lot of different fans now from a number of different generations. So a number of years ago, it's been a number of years now, they did a live-action Rocky and Bullwinkle movie, which I did see. It's, you know, it's good. I can't say it's by any means mind-blowing. I can't say it's something that I've watched again, again, again. But it had, you know, Robert De Niro as Fearless Leader. It had Boris and Natasha. Jason Alexander was Boris. And it was basically where, you know, Rocky and Bullwinkle came to the real world, right? That's basically what happened. One of my first times I went to, I believe it was Universal Studios, they still had a Rocky and Bullwinkle little, like, show, which was kind of cool. And, you know, it's something that's, you know, got a big fan base still. And I was lucky to be able to watch the first part of the first season on Amazon Prime. You know, it's a really good, the show is really good, the new one. It doesn't have Aesop's Fables or Peabody and Sherman, although I think, to be fair, Peabody and Sherman have had their own cartoon series, and they had a movie as well, which I did see. You know, good film, fun film. You know, I'd recommend it. It's a fun film. And, you know, so, like, but it had, like, you know, guest stars like Gordon Ramsay was on there. It did do the episodes in, like, 4 or 5 segments. I want to say that's the right term. So they did that. And it was a fun cast. It was a fun show. I think they went on a lot of really fun adventures. Each segment had its own little theme song, which I thought was really kind of cool. Stink of Fear is one that, you know, just stands out to me. It was a hilarious little 4 or 5 part, like, episode. Like I said, Gordon Ramsay is on there. Rocky and Bullwinkle, you know. Well, Bullwinkle got into, like, you know, a baking competition. And yeah, it was a really, really fun episode. It was a really, just a really fun season. I really enjoyed it. I would highly recommend it. It's not going to be like the original, but I think in a way that's kind of a good thing. Honestly, I think that it's good that it's not like the original, like that it kind of stands on its own and does its own thing. And anyways, getting into my topic is, so very recently, just in like the last maybe like week, I was able to, and it's on YouTube now, you got to see a little teaser for Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle Season 1 Part 2. Now, being that it's a teaser, it just gives you a glimpse of, okay, some of the adventures Rocky and Bullwinkle are going to go on this time. Boris and Natasha and Fearless Leader are back. We get to see that. and we get to see, like, you know, just like a little bit like, hey, they're coming back, when they're coming back. And, you know, as far as it goes with me, I mean, I'm never really a huge fan of teasers because it just, I always get the feeling like, hey, I want to see more. I want to, like, you know, what are some of the episodes going to be called? I mean, what really are they going to go through in some episodes? Now, at the end of the first part of the season, You get to see, you know, where they want to become rock stars. So I'm going to guess in this second part, we'll see that happen. I'm going to guess. I think that's a fair thing to assume. But as far as, you know, the rest is like what guest stars are going to be on there, I don't know. Letting their voices. But it did get me a little excited for it. I'm kind of glad to hear that, you know, yeah, the second season is coming now. It's coming sooner than I thought, which is really nice. Or, forgive me, the first part of the second season. Yeah, I thought that this was, when I originally saw this, I was like, oh, cool, season two has been announced. It's not really season two. Sorry if I disappoint you there, but it's not. It's more along the lines of a, second part of the first season is what it is. And one thing I noticed watching this, and I've watched at least one other show on Amazon Prime, you know, Netflix is very big, and maybe it's because they've been doing their original content longer. Maybe that's why. Could be. It's a possibility. But anyways, Netflix has where, you know, they've been around for a good while, and they've got a lot of original content, movies, shows, animated live action, things like that, a lot of properties, things like that. And when there's a second season, you know, it gets announced, boom, right away. With Amazon Prime, they're not necessarily the same way. I mean, they'll sometimes leave open at the end of some of their shows, like, hey, like, here's, you know, little teaser what might be happening to them next. But you're kind of left in the dark of, well, okay, does that mean there's going to be a second season? Because what happens if there isn't one, right? I mean, I don't know about other people, but I've seen some animated shows where you're like, all right, there's going to be another season. And then you're like, no, there isn't. Yep, no, there is not. Sorry, there isn't going to be one. So this was one of those shows, and this is one of the first shows I watched on Amazon Prime, by the way, where I was kind of like, man, you know, like, is there going to be a second one or not? And it's probably just because I've watched a lot of stuff on Netflix. I have. I've been lucky to watch a lot of stuff, a lot of really good stuff lately, thankfully. And I'm used to, like, you know, when it not having a big window between, okay, next season or no. And lately, I've kind of caught on, as some other people have, where if you don't hear a second season right away, that means there may not be another season, period. The show may be over. So that's happened lately, and I've talked about it on here, so I won't get into that too much here. But I am glad that, you know, this has been announced. And I recommend, if you haven't watched the first part, I would recommend it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was fun. You know, I didn't really feel like, man, it's a bummer that there's no more, you know, Aesop's Fables or Peabody and Sherman or any of that stuff. I didn't really feel bummed about that. I mean, because this is another one of those things, like, where, like, it's something that, like, you know, it wants to, you know, stay true to the original, but it's not the original. It's going to be a little different. And that's kind of, I think, a good thing with some of these shows. You know, I mean that. I really do. I think, like, it's like, hey, you know what? Doing a new version of this for, you know, the older fans to enjoy and the newer fans to discover, I think that's a great idea. I really do. I really, really mean that. So, yeah, recommend checking that out. No, it's a little different, but it's still fun. I mean, you know, it's still silly. It's got some silly moments in it. Yeah, definitely, like, check it out. Yeah, and I hope, I personally just hope, you know what, hey, it does get a season two and a season three and last for a while. I just personally hope for that. And that's just, again, I'm kind of used to that with Netflix. Netflix and Amazon Prime are two very different things. Yeah, they have their own original content. They do. Like, there's a Kung Fu Panda, Paws of Destiny is on Amazon Prime now. The new live action Tick is on Amazon Prime. So there's some shows on there that I've heard good things about. The Tick, by the way, I really have. So there's some good stuff on there. And I think they have, like, original movies, I think. I'm honestly not that sure. I just haven't watched Amazon Prime that much. I have nothing against Amazon Prime. No, far from it. I just haven't watched it much. That's just the truth. So this little teaser is on Netflix now, and I personally kind of hope we get, like, more of a trailer. It's kind of what I hope happens, you know, sooner than later, because I think that happened with the first season too. There was originally a teaser, and then there was either as it got closer to the premiere of the first part of the first season, we either saw, like, an actual trailer or, like, clips from episodes, I think, happens. So I'd kind of like to see one of those things happen. I really would, because this show is actually coming before you know it, this second part. It's coming, I believe it said January 11th is what I believe I saw. So, yeah, that's only in a number of days, you know. Now, like Netflix, it is, I think it's going to have them all just, like, you know, they're all going to, you know, go at once. It's not going to be every week or something like that. And, yeah, check it out, and I'd love to hear what you think about it. Are you excited for this? Are you not excited for it? Have you checked it out? I'd like to hear all that stuff. So we're going to take our first break right now. We'll be back in a moment with more sci-fi news.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Everybody, this is Jay back with some more sci-fi news. So this next one is something that it's definitely an interesting one. It's another sequel of sorts, and it's actually been a long time since between one and the other. This was something when I heard about it, I was like, oh, okay, that's gonna be risky, but it is Walt Disney, and usually Walt Disney knows what they're doing. I cannot say. They always make gold. I just can't say that lately. I'm a huge Disney fan. Don't get me wrong. I like Disney a lot. And if you listen to these episodes in the past, you might be able to tell I'm a bit of a Disney fan. But this was something that, I've seen it done in Hollywood before. And it's kind of taken a chance because what if it doesn't do it justice? I mean, movies that pop to my mind that are like this. Dumb and Dumber 2 is one, waited a long time for a sequel. This one is a Disney classic, in my opinion. A lot of the songs are iconic, like Supercatcher, Fragilistic, Expialidocious, Let's Go Fly a Kite, is a very uplifting song to me. Feed the Birds, Spoonful of Sugar. I mean, these are classic, iconic songs, right? And this is a character that I found out very recently, and I didn't know this. There's like 6, 7, 8 books based on this character. And before this movie came out, by the way, another movie came out that I would highly recommend watching because you get a bit more of the story between Walt Disney, played by Tom Hanks, and P.L. Travers, played by Emma Thompson, I think. Of how this came to life, Saving Mr. Banks. If you haven't watched it, I would really recommend it. It's an amazing story. It's an amazing movie. They did a great job just telling how the whole process of, from getting the rights to the book to having the book made into a movie, all the trials and tribulations that went along the way. And, of course, there is a Broadway musical of this, too. I think it's still on Broadway. Don't quote me on that, but there at least was a Broadway musical of this. So the movie, if your anticipation is piqued and your curiosity is piqued, is Mary Poppins Returns. So this movie, and let me give you some backstory about this film, and I actually learned a lot about this film last night that I didn't know about it. So the original movie came out in 1964. Julie Andrews, Dick Van Dyke are, the main stars in it, the bigger names in it. That movie took place in like the 1900s. So this sequel is coming out over 50 years later, but the timeline is 25 years difference is what it is. So, Michael and Jane are grown up now, and Bert, as we hear, is out traveling somewhere. So his apprentice, Jack, played by Lin-Manuel Miranda, is, in this and kind of takes on it's not exactly taking on the role that Dick Van Dyke played of Bert, but it's a similar role, if that makes much sense. And Emily Blunt this time is Mary Poppins. And, this was a film I originally didn't get to see as early as would have liked to because some other things came up around the same time. And I'd be lying if I said I was confident in this film. But I have finally seen this film. I actually just saw it literally a few days ago. And let me give you just my thoughts on this film. So for starters, Lin-Manuel Miranda, I think, does an amazing job as Jack. He really does. I think he's amazing. He is, you know, very talented. He can sing, he can dance, he can, you know, do all that stuff. And he does some really good musical numbers in this. He does. He really does. You know, like, he starts the film off great with a song that I think actually is kind of does a good job opening the film. And Emily Blunt, you know, she puts her own spin on Mary Poppins, and I actually don't think that's a bad thing. I learned this again just recently. She actually took her Mary Poppins from the books, and the Mary Poppins from the books, like, surprise, surprise, happen to be different from the Mary Poppins that Julie Andrews brought in the first film. That's just the way it is. And Emily Blunt as well, she can sing, she can dance, she can, like, you know, she can do all that stuff. And this film, the tone is very different in this film from the first film. It just is. It's kind of a bit of a, kind of a sadder tone at some point. It's a little bit darker, a little bit more, well, not, I don't know if darker is the right word. Darker is not the right word, but it's a little like, you know, it's not necessarily as happy of a tone, at least in the beginning, as the first film. I should warn you, there might be a few little spoilers I'll get into here and there, but I'm going to try to keep those to minimum. One thing about this film that happens is Michael has three kids, and his wife died recently, and he's kind of been still reeling from that. You know, it's just, it's, so that's been going on. We also have where, you know, I guess Michael taken out a loan, and he's in danger of losing the house that him and Jane grew up in, right? That's a big danger of happening. And, of course, Mary Poppins shows up to try to save the day and, you know, help out again. And what can I say about this film? So I am a big fan of the original. And this film, it doesn't do a bad job by any means. It really doesn't. You know, there's a lot of really colorful, very colorful, vibrant colors in a lot of these songs. They're actually pretty happy tone songs mostly throughout, which I don't know if that was necessarily always as true of the original. Yeah, so there's kind of more happier tone. A lot of the tones have songs have happier tones to them than in the first film. And yet, I don't know. Maybe it just was, it seemed like, I don't know. For me, this is a good film. It's a good sequel, but I wasn't really blown away, like really blown away by this film until Dick Van Dyke's cameo, which I don't think that's a spoiler. You see it in the trailers. It says, hey, Dick Van Dyke is in this. I will say the villain in this isn't necessarily as strong as in the last one. Although, to be fair, there wasn't necessarily a main villain in the first one. Not really. So there is a villain in this one. But there's one scene that's really cool where they go into a, they go into this like China Bowl. That's really cool. That's really well done. That's an amazingly, really, really good scene, you know? And the song, like, you know, what is the song called? The song is called like, The Cover Is More Than the Book or some of that. That's actually really, really good musical number, really good part. The costumes in this film, I will admit, look, they are pretty amazing. Mary Poppins' outfit has changed from the first to now, but I think it's a good change. It's not a bad change by any means. If you are wondering, yes, her cane does talk a little bit here, and the cane kind of got a makeover too, which again, I wouldn't necessarily say is a bad thing. I don't know. I guess just really for me, where I'm really at with this film is it's good. It's a good sequel. You know, it does do a good job of trying to stay true to the original, but making it its own at the same time. And that's not a bad thing to do, but I guess the first one is so iconic and so classic at this point, and the songs are so amazing that I just don't think the songs in this could get to that level. Now, it doesn't mean by any means they're bad songs. No, they're not. They're not bad songs by any means. I'm not saying that. What I'm just saying is just like the level that the songs were in the first one, I just don't think this one could reach there. And I think that's the biggest problem with this film is the first film is so like just big at this point and so classic and so well known and all that, that This one just couldn't reach that level. It's no fault of anyone, I think. It just was kind of what was going to happen. But I did leave going, hey, you know what? They did a good job. It was a good film. It was a fun film. It was a little predictable for me. Not hugely, but there was one part that happens where, like, I kind of saw that part coming. I wasn't really sure how Dick Van Dyke was going to show up in it, so that was kind of cool. When he shows up, you're like, all right, that's who he's playing. Cool. There's another cameo in this that I won't spoil that I did not know was coming, and I thought it was really, really cool. I thought it was an amazing, just wonderful, you know, very wonderful cameo. And overall, you know what, it's a good sequel. This kind of is at a similar level to me of Ralph Breaks the Internet and Incredibles 2, where they're good sequels. They're good films, don't get me wrong. I will gladly watch them all over again. I'll gladly watch this one again, gladly. But I just don't know if this one will ever get to the level of the previous one. I just don't know if it will. That's where I'm at with this. I'm like it's not like there's a place in my heart for the original. I don't know if there's enough room for both of them. I don't know if that makes any sense. You know, so I'm just like, it's a good film. Kids will definitely enjoy it. It's a good film to take the family to see. I mean that. It is. They did a good job with this. I mean, no fault really in it, just that it's one of those sequels where, like, the first one is so good and I guess had such an impact on me and had impact on, you know, so many different, you know, viewers over the years that it's kind of like, can this, like, this one's going to have a hard time, you know, kind of being in that same place. It's kind of always going to be like, hey, there's the original and then this one's just going to be below it. It's just the way it's going to be, you know, but I would recommend seeing it. It's in theaters now. It is a fun film, and you know what? It's good. It's a good sequel. I did. I left going, you know what? I liked it, but maybe I just wasn't as impressed because I kind of knew how the Mary Poppins character was, and I don't know. So it's a good film, though. It is. I can't say it's bad by any means. I can't say, you know, Disney, you screwed up and made something terrible here. I just can't say that because to me, it's not really true. So we're going to take ourselves another short little break now. We'll be back in a moment with more sci-fi news.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching. Hey! The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Everybody, this is Jay back with some more sci-fi news. So this last one is it's another thing that, you know, I haven't sadly read the books. I haven't. I'm sure they're actually pretty good books. It's another series based on another series of books, and I want to say there's a good number of them too. I don't honestly actually know how many, but I did see the original film with Jim Carrey, and I'm sorry, I was underwhelmed. I just wasn't that blown away. I wasn't that surprised. I didn't like it that much, and I was just kind of like, it was bummed out, I guess, because I, don't be wrong, I am a Jim Carrey fan, I really am, I mean that, you know, I'm a fan of his work, I'm a fan of what he's done, I mean that, but at the same time, I just wasn't blown away by it, if that makes any sense, I just wasn't, so, and that would be a series of unfortunate events. And I remember very well when I heard that Netflix was doing a show on it, I was really excited. Neil Patrick Harris playing Olaf, I think, or Count Olaf, was a great idea. And I was really looking forward to it. Now, I've watched every season of this show, and I will say this right away, at least to me, this is my opinion, it is better than the movie in every way. Now, there's plenty of reasons for this, but the main reason for me is that, you know what? The movie to me felt kind of rushed. Like, hey, we're trying to tell, like, you know, this story here in like a 2-hour time frame. You know, we're trying to do this and trying to, like, and have this whole story happen and just come together and make sense and be true to the series and all that. And it just felt rushed. It just did to me. And really, for me, the movie doesn't stand out in my mind that much. I know I saw it, but, like, I forgot that Jude Law was Lemony Snicket until one of my sisters brought up. I was like, oh, okay, I completely forgot that. You know, where in this, Patrick Warburton is Lemony Snicket. So anyways, so the first season comes around, it was like maybe 8, 9, 10 episodes, about 40, 50 minute episodes, but it didn't feel so rushed, which was really, really nice. You know, like each episode, there was like maybe like plot arcs and like every like, I don't know, like 2, 3, 4 episodes. So there'd be something going on there. It would change in the theme song, which I do love the theme song for this new show, by the way. And like you'd like hear a little bit like what was going on each one from like, you know, from one to the next. And, you know, you get to hear more about the Baudelaire children, the trials they're going through, the difficulties. There's a lot more mystery around this, what's going on, what's happening, you know, what is, like, you know, Count Olaf's past, their parents' past, a lot of their guardians' past. Like, there's a lot of really cool stuff there. And there's, especially in the first season, and even the second, there's a lot of mystery going on. A lot of what's happening, what's going on, how is this all connecting to everything else, and yada, 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 and so on. That's what's happening. And it does. It takes its time telling the main story and the stories connected into that story, like, you know, the side stories. We get to see the Baudelaires go through a lot. There's a lot of really cool guest stars on here that I really like. A lot of familiar faces, you know, a lot of really talented people. And, you know, I think that this is one of Neil Patrick Harris's better, you know, roles to date, because he gets to, you know, do so many different characters, because that's what the character Count Olaf does. He's really after the Baudelaire fortune, and he wants to get it by any means. Season 2, of course, we got to see Nathan Fillion come in as Jock Snicket, which is really cool. So the brother to Lemony Snicket. We believe in season 1 and 2, Lemony Snicket isn't, you know, he's just dead, and he's just kind of recounting this somehow. And we get to see, you know, the Baudelaire children go through all these different guardians, you know, losing guardians here and there. Mr. Poe is there, like, he's kind of like in charge of trying to find them a guardian. So, like, we see him a lot through the first 2 seasons. And just a lot happens in this show. I don't really want to give too much away, but a lot happens in the first 2 seasons. And so when I heard there was a 3rd season, there was good news and bad news. The good news was, this is great. There's going to be a 3rd season. The bad news is, it's the final season. Which for me, you know, my heart broke a little bit. I'm like, man, I really like this show. I really don't want to see it end. And it seems like it's just such a, you know, like, it's too soon. Like, couldn't it go on longer? That's at least where I was at. But I have had a chance to watch the whole season. It's a 7 to 8 episode season. And I'm going to talk to you about it. So, and I'm going to, again, there's going to be, might be some minor spoilers here and there, but I don't think anything too big. And it is available on Netflix now. It has been for at least a week. Yeah. So anyways, so this season sees the Baudelaire children, trying to, like, you know, they know about VFD, which was Volunteer Fire Department, which was what their parents were a part of. A lot of their guardians were a part of this. It's a secret organization of sorts. So they know about that now. They know that there's another group of kids who also happened to lose their parents in a very similar fashion as they did. Count Olaf in this season, you know, still wants a Baudelaire fortune, and yet at the same time, you know, people bump, and we've seen people who I guess were his, not guardians, they kind of, like, you know, took him under his wing after something happened to him. And we actually find out this season, Lemony Snicket is still alive. He just faked his own death. We get to meet another Snicket of the family, which is really, really cool. And yeah, this is, like, you know, the Baudelaires go on one of their most zaniest adventures yet in this season. You know, just trying to find, like, you know, they really want to try to finally bring Count Olaf to justice and, you know, have him get what he deserves so they can find, like, you know, just kind of be normal and not have to worry about being afraid of him anymore or you know, trying to get rid of him anymore. They don't have to worry about any of that, you know, because every time they think, okay, now we found a good place to live, we found a good guardian, Count Olaf would show up in some capacity and ruin everything. But that's been one of, like, the things of this show through these last two seasons, and this season is no different. But it does seem like Olaf at this point is kind of, things are kind of starting to fall apart for him. It's just what's kind of happening, you know. It's really to me, it's one of the best seasons of this show yet. It really is. So we see a lot of people come back, you know, from seasons past, which is really great to see. We get to see, there's some more new, some more cameos that are really cool. And there's some secrets finally revealed. You know, there really are. We get to learn some things about the Baudelaires, about their parents, about Count Olaf, about his parents, about Lemony Snicket, about, you know, why the schism, as they call it, kind of happened in the first place, where the VFD broke into two pieces. One wanted to stop fires, one wanted to create them. We find out why that happened this season. Like I said, Lemony Snicket, we find out, is still alive, which is really kind of cool. I did honestly think, hey, he had died, and he's just telling the, recounting this story, you know, somehow. Like, so it was kind of cool to see he's still alive. That was really nice. And, you know, the Baudelaires do. They go through kind of their, you know, one of their zaniest last adventures, if that sounds right. At least, yeah, it's kind of true. It's kind of like their final adventure, in a manner of speaking. And, you know, it definitely doesn't go as they planned, and definitely ends this series with a bang. Yeah, it really does. And what was interesting to me, though, how it ended, and I won't say how it ended because I don't want to spoil it, but how it ended is like the end, but it's not the end at the same time, which I didn't expect. I guess I expected, like, hey, you know, it's going to be over, and we're going to hear this and this, and that's what's going to happen, and boom, that's all that's said and done. And that's not really what happened. I don't know if that preludes to, hey, maybe this could come back in some other capacity on Netflix, maybe. Or maybe that's how the books ended. I don't know. I'm not sure. Like I said, I haven't read the books. Maybe I should read the books. It might not be a bad idea. But it's a good ending to the series. It is. It is. It's satisfying. It makes sense. It's kind of cool how they did it. And I was overall satisfied. I was like, hey, you know what? That's a good way to end it, though. I do think this was a little bit of a smaller season than previous seasons. It kind of seemed that way to me. But it is. It was a good season. It is available on Netflix now, like I said. And yeah, if you liked the first two seasons, I'd highly recommend checking this out. If you haven't checked this show out, I'd recommend doing that too, because I do. I just think it's a really good season with a series, I mean, with like a great cast, great stories, great theme songs, great tones, and just, it's just an all-over great show that, you know, I am sad that ended, has come to an end, I mean, but, you know, it did end on a good note. So that's all the time we have for this episode, but don't you worry, I'll be back real soon with more sci-fi news.